ค่ะค่ะวิชโชอาจารย์ที่ฟอก
ดูดูรูปค่ะดูพระอาจารย์ดูบางทีอาจจะรู้จัก
อ่ะเดี๋ยวต่อปุ๊บเดี๋ยวต่อfollow
Chao Kun
King อ๋ออ
าจารย์เคนอาจารย์เคนเคยได้ยินดิมคิดว่าไม่เคยพบนะ I don't think I met him I mean so you have อาจารย์เคน so why should I go there I mean, when I was in Penang, nobody, none of you, you know, came to visit me, huh?
We didn't know.
Monastery in Penang, or what was this, Samnak? Bodhihat. It's somewhere up in the mountains,
yeah?
Yeah. Near the Chinese
cemetery.
Bodhihat. Yeah, I was there 3 times there, or 4 times there, and none of you came here. So why should I go?
Huh? You didn't know nobody.
No.
I mean, nobody will inform you anyway, yeah? I mean, you have to inform yourself.
Yeah. But we listen to your talk in YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you listened, then you would have known that I was in Penang.
No, I didn't know. I don't know.
So we crossed, our path crossed. Did not meet.
Let's have a life in Penang.
มีพ่อคอยอยู่ที่นู่นค่ะ
มีครอบครัว
แ
ต่งกับคนมาเล
ยค่ะคนมาเลยค่ะพาหลานมาเที่ยวพอดีปิดเทอมไอ้ตัวเล็กๆ I can show อาจารย์ I download your talk
This is not interesting I mean can you see the talks that I give in Penang
No all here How is our most likely destination Q&AA Dhamma conversation, life is very simple, only we make it complicated.
Yeah, yeah, see. You are the one who make it complicated, huh?
Investigation without starting to something without.
The people who are interested, you know, I mean even from my own country, you know, I tell them to come here if they want to see me.
That's a long way.
From Malaysia, it's not long. It's 1 hour.
No.
Penang to Penang, Bangkok is 1 hour.
Yeah.
Now in April, I go to Singapore.
When are you?
April, end of April.
From Singapore, it's very near to Malaysia.
No. I mean, that is just the opposite, yeah? It's in the south.
But it's only
it's close to Kuala Lumpur. I also was in Kuala Lumpur 3 times.
Oh.
But people are not interested in Malaysia. They don't like to hear the truth, yeah? Huh? Yeah? They believe all the false stories about COVID, huh? I mean, I've never seen any nation that is so afraid of any kind of sickness like the Malaysians, yeah? They constantly run to the doctor, you know, and eat so many, many different kinds of medicines.
A little bit of the mentality is different,
Nathan. Yeah.
Asian.
No, it's mostly Malaysian. The Thais are not as bad as the Malaysians, yeah? I mean, here the farmers, they never take any medicine.
Yeah.
They don't even go to the doctor, they are afraid of the doctor.
Yeah. Totally the opposite Achan. Yeah.
But the Malaysians run every time, you know, they have a little itch. I need to see my doctor.
The doctor in Malaysia are easily available, Achan. Even in the West, it's difficult even to see a doctor. But in Malaysia, no, you can.
It's not difficult. I mean, here in Thailand, it's not difficult. All the clinics there.
Thailand is also the same, but the mentality, like I said, the thinking is different.
No, not really, you know, I mean, but the farmers, you know, are different thinking. You know, the people in the town, you know, are not different. Not much different.
And they don't fall sick that much, don't
they?
They
live a healthy life, yeah?
Yeah.
They don't take all these supplements, you know?
So it's the supplements causing all the sickness, huh?
I mean, the more medicine you take, the more side effects you have, huh? Huh? Don't you see the side effects of your chap, yeah? Of the vaccine, huh?
Coming out, huh? Yeah.
Now it's coming out, people dying from it, huh?
Yeah. I think Achan, you are not vaccinated, right?
What?
Are you vaccinated?
No. I never trust Western medicine. And especially big companies. I don't trust big companies. They always lie.
Making money.
Yeah. On your health.
Be a guinea pig.
And they will come out with a new one. The new pandemic is already coming, yeah? So you need new vaccines, yeah? They have not enough money.
Yeah.
The companies need more money.
They are making billions and billions.
Yeah? On the death of people, yeah?
Yeah.
What kind of karma do you think they will have?
Hell. Oh. And the people who ordered you also go to hell.
Politicians.
The politicians, you know, even your boss, you know, who said, you know, you have to be vaccinated to go to work.
You can't even go to the bank if you don't.
Yeah.
You can't go out.
I don't mind. I have a nice place here. Why do you need to go out?
Different this place from the video that you see. This is
the
sala part of it.
Yeah, you see only the sala of it, or you sometimes see this the African. Now it is a very nice place. Yeah. They are peaceful place. Akadi, lampat, my lord. Nipak ki ong o. You need chit on like name some on. So now that you have seen me, then you can go back or where you what?
Listen again. Work hard. Put the picture of you on and understand better.
How is Penang at the moment?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no tourists, huh? No tourists in Penang. Huh? No money, no money. And what do you do with your life, huh? You waste it, yeah? Especially, you know, playing phone, huh? Yeah. It's wasting your life, yeah? I mean, is it not worth anything, huh? Huh? Don't you want to get out, or you want to be born again? Huh?
Trying very hard.
That's why we need
How many hours are you trying very hard?
That's why we need you to influence all the people in Malaysia.
Yeah.
Only the people who are interested.
Yes. So we would like to invite you to Malaysia, and those who are interested will go to the what?
If they're interested, then they can come here.
Yeah, that's why we are interested. Then we came here to invite you.
Chan, do you have a retreat for outsiders here?
Of course.
For ladies as well?
Yes. There's lots of space for ladies.
Mm.
Yeah. But it is not a formal retreat, you know. I mean, it's just you come and you practice, yeah.
Practice yourself.
Self-practice.
มาทุกเนี่ยนะมาเวลาไหนก็ได้ก็เหมือนวัดไทยคนไหนที่อยากภาวนาในวัดไทยก็มาได้เลยนะ They can come anytime. Yeah? Yeah? Some people from Singapore come, you know, come here, stay here for a week, you know, and then they go back. Yeah? So you can come in. People come sometimes for a weekend, you know, or sometimes, you know, for a week or 10 days. Yeah. And some people are staying here for months. Yeah? So if you really want to find a way out, you know, you better come. Huh? What were you doing at home? Yeah? Huh? You wake up, you know, and you don't want to get up, you know, that's already dukkha, huh? Yeah? Every day you have dukkha, huh? Then you're hungry, it's dukkha, huh? Then you're thirsty, it's dukkha, huh? Then you need to go to the toilet, it's dukkha. And then you're tired and it's dukkha, huh?
Yes.
Huh? And dukkha is the first noble truth, huh? Huh? But you don't want to see it, yeah? Huh? When you're hungry, you eat, you know, when you're thirsty, you drink, you know, when when you need to go to the toilet, you relieve yourself. Ah, that's nice, yeah? Huh? Dukkha is all gone.
It's only temporary.
Yeah? Well, that's only temporary, that's right, yeah? Huh?
Unless you see the truth.
Unless you see the truth, yeah. Yeah.
Also, that samsara.
Yeah, but you don't see the truth in your phone.
Yeah.
You see only fake news, fake news, fake news. Yeah, wherever you go, fake news, fake news. Yeah. Huh? And wasting all your time, your precious time, yeah? Especially when you're not young, why do you waste your time, yeah? Huh? You should practice at least 7 hours a day.
Not
half an hour.
No. Morning, night, and evening, yeah.
When you go to, I think I gave a 2 times a talk in the Sri Lankan temple. What is the name of the Sri Lankan temple? In Penang.
Sri Lanka temple Mahindarama.
I gave a talk there twice.
We got the same temple has a beautiful meditation hall and Dharma Hall.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I gave a talk there.
Mahindra Mahindra. Actually, now we have another one, which is Vihara Punraksa. And we used to go there almost every day.
Yeah. And what happened
there? We go and help with the gardening.
This is the new.
Yeah.
New.
With the what?
Clearing and landscaping the place.
Cleaning the place. So
only volunteers.
And why don't you landscape the place inside your heart, huh?
Actually,
that's what monks are doing, building this, building that, you know, landscaping, but they never landscape their heart,
Actually, our Acharya also encouraged us to come to Thailand.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is he Thai or what?
He is a Malaysian, ordained in Thailand.
Where did you ordain?
Actually, under Longpo Tan Lien. As Longpo Chok. I think 3 years is under Longpo Chok, if I am not mistaken, but he passed away. And later is Longpo Tan Lien, another 2 years.
And Longpo Chok passed away a long time ago. How
old? Yes. He's almost 18 Vasa.
18?
18.
I mean, the Buddha was dead.
No. Teacher, the student, the disciple of him.
I mean, 18 years ago, I mean, was it with Ajahn Chaniyan? Did you go and visit Ajahn Chaniyan?
His son is ordained there.
So,
her son.
His auntie. 5 years already.
5 years.
And then we just want to try to pay our respects.
Yeah.
And see, I'll try our luck to see if we can invite you to Penang.
Why don't you invite him to Penang? Huh? Your son speaks Malaysian, Yana.
He
cannot go back.
Why not?
My brother told me that he's
not so conducive yet.
Yeah, maybe.
He wants to stay on.
Stay on for another 3 years.
Yeah, but he can come and visit you and teach you.
I think he's not conducive. Not the time.
Not the time.
too junior. Too junior. Be a teacher. So we are inviting the right teacher.
How do you know that I'm the right teacher?
I listen to your talk.
I'm fake, huh?
I feel that you're not.
What?
We feel that you're not. We can understand what you say.
You can understand what I'm saying.
Yeah. That's simple and straightforward. It's like just now what you mentioned that about the landscaping.
Yeah,
the heart. I think that's useful for the young people. They don't know. They can't really understand. When you bring straight to the point, then they know.
No side stories.
Yeah.
You're fine. Whether it hurts you or that's the truth.
Yeah, it hurts, yeah.
Yeah. No need. Direct.
And you use the life example.
Yeah.
Yes, you pick the point that people are saying, you capture the point and straightforward. Yeah, you point to that. Yeah,
you
try to elaborate the point and people will understand
that. So why is your brother then at Lumpur
Chanlian?
What is happening? How is Lumpu Chan Wien? Did you see him?
Yes.
ไปครับแล้วสุขภาพเป็นยังไง
ก็ดูท่านไม่ได้คุยอะไรมากค่ะไปไหว้ศาลรู้ว่าท่านแข็งแรงดี
แข็งแรงแล้วทำไมปิดวัด
โอ้เขาไม่ได้ปิดวัด
ไม่ก็ไม่ได้สามชั่วโมงเกือบจะสามชั่วโมง
โอ้ไม่ทราบเหมือนกันค่ะ
อ๋อหลังจากเก้าโมงนั้นมันปิดแล้วและช่วงที่โควิดก็ปิดวัดเหมือนกันไม่ให้เข้าเอ๊ะหยุดเลยฮะ stop
อะไรยะทำไมฟังรู้ภาษาอังกฤษหลาน
ฮะก็พูดภาษาไทยเหรอ
ไม่ไม่พูดภาษา
เป็นลูกหรือเป็นลูกใคร
ลูกลูกของลูกชายในชั้นน่ะเป็นหลานค่ะพูดอังกฤษได้ไม่ค่อยพูดไทย
You come here and have no questions, huh? Now I only do Q&A, huh? I'm too lazy to give a talk.
I used to find that going to a lot of monasteries, but I finally decided that my home is my monastery. In the sense that I do what I need to do, especially meditation. But sometimes we do have the not resistance, I would think. We need to have that drive and the motivation to get it done. So the urgency. Maybe Achan.
Are you retired or what?
Yeah, I am retired. This is
so why don't you only practice for two times a day?
Three actually, midday. I do have, but usually it's the early in the morning and the night. That's so try.
And then what else do you do during the rest of the day? 20 hours.
I have two monasteries that I go to: Thapa, Danang, and then. I sometimes run errands for the family, but just want that kind of the drive and the motivation for it.
Yeah, the drive is dukkha.
Drive is dukkha.
Yeah. If you don't want to see dukkha, if you constantly put your head away from dukkha, you do this all the time. Yeah? Yeah. You see a heap of shit and you look the other way. Huh? No, you don't go and how does it smell? Huh?
okay.
Yeah. So you run away from the pain, you know. You go and see the doctor, huh? Yeah. Isn't that the truth, huh?
In a way.
Yeah. We don't know. We don't know what is painful feeling. We don't know what is hunger, you know? Huh? Because when we feel hungry, we eat, yeah? Huh? So what is hunger like? Huh? Why do we have to run away from hunger? Huh? Why do we have to run away from pain? Huh? How long do you sit? 1 hour?
Night is longer.
Longer?
Longer.
Yeah, and why do you get up? Because you're bored or you feel pain?
No,
huh?
Sometimes, sometimes. Sometimes it's a good seat, then, you get really motivated, a lot of energy to continue. Yeah.
By the way, do you have the books? Do you have these books?
I took with your permission.
Yeah, I mean, you can take a lot of to Malaysia, yeah?
Yeah.
Instead of me, you can take all the books to Malaysia. Yeah? You can give too. You can give them a lot of books, yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she is also, yeah, retired already, oh?
Yeah?
Yeah? Well, what do you do? Huh?
Same too.
And same, yeah? Practice a little bit in the morning, huh? And then go to temple, help here, help there.
Yeah.
It's not bad, yeah? But it's not the way out.
Yeah.
Huh? You have to fight, yeah?
When, after a certain time, a certain period, you don't have any motivation anymore. Dharma is just like a normal routine.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have that motivation.
The motivation to pass on?
To preach.
What?
To still put in the effort to walk this path. I think we need that as a lay people. You know, sometimes you progress, sometimes you retrogress. It's just like meditation to you.
Yeah, but that is normal.
Yeah,
even for the monk. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's good, then it's bad, you know, then it's good, yeah? Yeah. Then he sees a beautiful woman and then he goes.
the worry pleasure is so great.
Worry?
Worry pleasure. Worry.
Yeah?
Worry pleasure.
Yeah?
It's so great.
Because you have never investigated it.
Yeah.
Huh? I mean, it is like, you know, like I say, you know, when these Westerners come to Penang beaches, you know, they lay in the sun, you know, and then get heated up and then they get in the cold water, until they freeze, you know, and then they go back in the sun, heat themselves up until they can't bear the heat anymore, and then get back in the cold water, huh? And then they say, oh, it was a wonderful day, huh? They don't see the dukkha, huh? You don't see the dukkha of worldly pleasure, huh? It is the end of desire, yeah? I mean, you want something, you know, and that is burning in your heart, then you get it, and then you feel, this is worldly pleasure, huh? Huh? But then you have it, and then you want something else,
huh?
And then it's another burning in the heart. So how can this worldly pleasure, you know, yeah, if you don't investigate it, yeah? You see that?
Yeah.
Yeah? Huh? just put some hot coal, you know, and ice cold water, yeah? And then put your hand in there and then put it there, it's the same thing. Yeah? The burning of the heart, you know, it's just like hot coal, yeah? Hmm? And the fulfilling of desires is the ice cold water, you know? Huh? It's just, yeah?
It's just an excuse.
No, of course, you can call it an excuse, but, you know, if you really a Dhamma practitioner, I mean, you should investigate this, yeah? What am I doing, huh? What is the result of my doing, yeah? And why am I doing the things that I'm doing, yeah? If you don't understand, you will do it for the rest of your life, yeah? Understood?
Yeah, understood.
Now I don't need to go.
I don't understand.
Khun Thai ma chak nai, ma dai chai?
Nong Khai.
Le ma ha lai?
Ma
chiao chui chui. ที่นี่ไม่ต้องใช้หน้ากากค่ะบอกลูกสาวไม่ต้องใช้หน้ากากเคยมาที่วัดนี้เหร
อ
ครั้งแรกเหรอแล้วรู้จักวัดนี้ยังไง
and Google Map.
Huh? Google Map. เลยเคยได้ยินเหรอ
เพื่อนเพื่อนมาก่อน
อ๋อเพื่อนมาก่อน
มาใส่บาตรมาใส่ตอนเช้าค่ะ
โอเคSo, why don't you attend then with the Mechi, huh?
Why don't you Mechi?
Yeah!
I have two kids.
You have two kids, you know, you have a mother.
I have a mother and I have two kids. I have one husband.
One husband. Only one husband. Only one husband.
That's the rules too.
20 aggregates.
I thought in Malaysia there are Muslims, they have lots of, yeah?
Yes.
They have lots of wives, yeah? But you are Buddhist though. Yeah. Penang is lots of Buddhist though. KL as well. Yeah.
I was just thinking that maybe when I retire.
Just look at them. I didn't wait until I retire. No?
Yeah.
I would have never become a monk if I retire.
Even if you go for retreats too, you know. So when you're in that retreat, you're okay. Then when you go off, that's how to maintain it.
Because you don't develop the sati. You don't develop this awareness, and you know, and you don't do. Yeah. I mean, if you listen to my talk, what am I talking about? Daily reflection. Huh?
All about mindfulness.
Yeah. All about no sati.
Sati, yeah.
Is mind emptiness. The mind is empty of any occupation. Yeah. Mindfulness, the mind is full of one occupation. Yeah. Sometimes of two or three. Yeah. So mind emptiness knows that is sati. I mean, Lungta Mahabodha taught it very, very clearly, and that is the first time I really understood what sati is. Yeah. When he said, you know, the moment you have sati, there is no kilesa. Yeah. Yeah? So the mind is empty of any occupation. Yeah? So mindfulness is a wrong translation of sati. Yeah. Yeah. If she listened to my talk, she should know that.
The problem is, at that moment, he can remember. After that, when there is no sati,
yeah, you don't remember.
Yeah.
What you have to train, if you go into a retreat for 10 days, you have to really train the sati, the awareness, yeah? And you have to use your daily reflection, otherwise you will get lost.
Lost, yeah.
It is so important to know what we are doing, why we are doing, and what the result, yeah? Of our doing it, huh? Not just eating. Yeah? Or just going here and going there, yeah? Huh? I mean, so many senses come through, you know? I mean, through senses through the eyes, senses through the ears, yes. Through the nose, you know? Huh? Yeah, if you walk through Penang, you know, I mean, of course you get lost. Because you don't keep, you know, you don't keep your buddho, you don't keep your awareness on the breath, yeah?
Yeah.
Because if you have sati, you know, and you walk through Penang, you see your eyes going here, you see your eyes going there, and you see, you know, you smell this and you smell that, But you are not aware of it, and that's why you follow the Kilesa Sutta. Ah, maybe I should eat this, maybe I should eat that.
Delay is the problem.
Or you see, or you go next to a shop and see, oh, I need a new clothes, Or I need some new pair of shoes or something like that, huh?
Actually, I want to defilement.
Yeah?
Bring the trip. It's all our defilement.
Defile mind or what?
Mind.
Yeah, so you have to, you really have to practice it all very, very wholeheartedly. Yeah, not half-hearted.
Yeah.
And the daily reflection shows you, you know, where you go wrong. Yeah. If you don't do that, you don't see it. Yeah. Yeah, and you have so much time, yeah? Huh? but that is, it's the same thing, you know, in Germany. The people who are retired never have time, yeah? I mean, when I was working, you know, and going to the supermarket, you know, all these old retired people, oh, rushing, yeah? Huh? I want to go first, I want to be first, yeah? Huh? Huh? No, don't have time, yeah? Huh? And the people who work, you know, I'm...
How about work that you volunteer for the monastery?
That's good, you know, it's merit, you know?
Yeah.
But that, you know, that just sends you up to heaven, yeah? And all the bad karma, you know, after you go to heaven, you go to hell. Yeah.
Yes.
Or you go first to hell and then go up to heaven.
Yeah.
It's the same thing, you know. I mean, having you know, hot coal, you know, and the cold bucket of water. Yeah. Huh? When you're in hell, it is hot. You know, when you're in heaven, it is cool. Yeah.
But you cannot say no. You cannot say no. Work needs to be done.
Yeah, that depends on yeah. I mean, there are enough people who can do this work, you know, but you know, the work in the heart, is that what you take with you, yeah? Mm-hmm. The other thing is just merit. Kann ich kaum Zeit verstehen, geht, la? Kaum Zeit. Yeah?
Yeah.
You have to decide, yeah? I mean, yes, helping is always good merit, yeah? Helping other people, helping the monastery, giving to the monastery is always good merit, yeah? But the only, you know, the result of this good merit is, if you keep the five precepts, that you go up to heaven. Yeah? And in the next human life, you get back a lot of good things, yeah? But you still have dukkha. Dukkha is not only suffering, yeah? This is restlessness, yeah? Pain, yeah? Boredom.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why we play, you know?
Yeah.
Because we are bored.
Yeah.
That's dukkha.
Yeah.
So you should install an app on your phone. The moment you open your phone, it says putto.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you get lost in it. If you don't have sati, you get lost in it, yeah? You see this, you see that, yeah? Huh? And then you play, you click on this link, you click on that link, you know, and this I want to know, that I want to know, yeah? That's exactly the definition of avijja, huh? Wanting to know but not being able to know in line with the truth, huh? Wanting to understand but not being able to understand in line with the truth. Bye now.
Must we renounce in life?
What?
Renunciation, how much of it?
Full! I mean, even if you become a monk, you know, huh? They renounce the life, you know, but,
yeah.
You know, I mean, it's still difficult, yeah?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
All right, Hong Nam, lah.
Dulan.
Anyway, yeah, we just want to have to pay respect to you and offer you some.
Yeah, but that is food, so you cannot offer it.
Right.
You
like to comment some
Paranam
for
this bag, we dropped it.
What? Yeah, you drop it in the safe, but the Pravarana you give. Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
They mean to
you send it to the Sama?
No. Yeah, you just put it aside and then we take care of it. Yeah. So, daily reflection, huh?
Okay.
Yeah. And keep your awareness, know what you're doing, why you're doing, and what the results of your doing is, yeah? Huh? That is the path of practice, yeah? Huh? It's so easy, you know, two kids, you know, how, two kids, you know? And then she has to cook, you know, and then she has a husband, oh, that's so difficult, yeah? Can you practice, you know, a little bit, yeah?
Try it before I feel good.
Try it before you feel good.
Yeah, I know how to, and think it's very mind refreshing. I know that, but that's too busy.
Yeah.
Too busy.
Before you, when you wake up, you know, you should practice for half an hour. Before you do anything else.
That's
a problem, you know, because we start doing things and then we don't have time for practice. Huh?
So it's early in the morning,
yeah.
Even at night.
Huh? And before you go to sleep, yeah, also. Yeah.
So one day, two times.
Yeah.
More times before to work.
Yeah, I mean, only for the people who work, yeah. Yeah. Yeah? For the retired, yeah, at least 6 hours a day.
We'll try.
I was working and I was doing 6 hours a day.
Oh,
yeah? Because it gives you so much relief, yeah? And it gives you the sati that you need when you go, yeah? And then you see, yeah? I mean, it is like what the Lord Buddha said, open your eyes to see for yourself, yeah? Yeah, you run, you know, you run through everything, closing your eyes, you don't want to see. Just like I said, you know, you see a heap of shit and you don't want to see it, yeah? Huh? You look the other way, yeah? Or you see something, you know, that you don't want to see, huh? Somebody else does something, you know, that's bad, you don't, you look the other way, yeah? Huh? Okay, rapport. Yatha varivaha para pariparanti sakarang evameva ishotinang petanang upakapati ichitang patitang tumhang kitameva samichatu sabe parantu sankapa chandopanaraso yatha mani chotiraso yatha sabiti ovivachantu saparoko vinasatumate parakram tarayo sukitikayoko Bhava apivadana sile sanichanguta tachayino sattaro tamavatanti ayuvanno sukhaṁ phalaṁ.
Sādhu, sādhu,
sādhu.
Then come here to practice, yeah? I mean, that's much better than looking after other people's temples, yeah?
Can we write an invitation letter to Achan?
Yeah, but you have to, I mean, if you want to invite me, you have to fix everything, you know, where I can stay, you know. Huh? But also, you know, where I can stay at a place, you know, where they keep the rules.
Yes.
And that is very difficult to find, yeah? It's already difficult to find in Thailand, you know, it is even more difficult to find in Malaysia, yeah? I mean, the monks don't keep the rules, yeah? They don't keep the Vinaya.
They keep the place where? They keep the Vinaya.
Yeah, until I come and see that they don't keep. Why would you put back the
monk? Because only in your place you don't have to. The minute we get out, it is where the...
No, you don't. Yeah. In Thailand, you don't have to anymore.
Really?
Since October, I mean, it is okay, yeah?
Okay.
The government said, you know, I mean, you can put on mask, but you don't have to put on mask, yeah?
Conditioned.
Yeah, it's conditioned, yeah. And it doesn't help, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it actually makes your health worse.
Yeah, the oxygen that goes in becomes...
Yeah, and she sometimes listens to my talk.
Many times. Sometimes.
But for Gordon. For Gordon, I'm motivated. But once out of meditation,
be motivated. Okay.
You can ask one of the novices or...
Why?
And take enough books with you.
Okay, we'll do.
Yeah? You can take them all.
I think it's a little bit difficult, Achan, because we are going back by flight.
Okay, take as many as you want, yeah?
Yeah.
And then you can give to your friends, yeah?
Myself? And I will pass to my friend. Okay. Thank you.
I told the Mati is Yap Kegel. The one that you don't, Yap Kegel.